Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3765. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. It's blizzarding here. You can't see like 3 feet. You can't. It's probably even less than that you can see. Is it snowing where you are?
No, it's just ridiculously cold.
Well, it's not. It was like 40 degrees last night. It was raining, but we're supposed to get 7 inches of snow. Hmm. I mean, it's to the point. It's
so
just stupid.
Fun. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
It's just stupid. Yeah. It's just kind of stupid. Although this, if there's ever a snow to love, this is it. It's just that we've had so much of it. And someone said to me today, "Well, you know, it's just about over." And I said, "How do we know that? Where's your crystal ball, baby cakes?" But yeah, this is what I mean. It's basically snowing every other day here, which would be okay if this was Nome, Alaska. And maybe it's beginning to look like Nome, Alaska. But this is the kind of, it's not terribly cold out. I think it's in the 30s. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of, you know, like you're inside of a snow globe. So, this isn't particularly troublesome, except we've had so much of it, and it's not clear that it's ever going to stop.
Right, yeah.
It was kind of like at the dentist, right? You know that that at some point the drilling is going to stop, but when you're doing it, it doesn't seem like it's going to. Maybe snow and drilling shouldn't be necessarily in the same sentence, but what can I tell you? All right, today is a very interesting day in history. In 1836, Samuel Colt, would we like to guess with that, what he patented? The first revolver, the 34 caliber. Mm. There you go. It's a very inventive day. George Westinghouse, 36 years later, patented the air brake. You know, I think of Westinghouse as light bulbs, not air brakes.
Yeah.
But we would be wrong. Mm. FDR declared a bank holiday, closing all the U.S. banks and freezing all financial transactions in 1933. That was part of the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I don't know why we call things that are depressing great. I think we just call them the Large Depression. I think we should call them great.
Right, yeah.
In 1946, Winston Churchill coined the phrase Iron Curtain. So it's kind of an interesting day in terms of... I mean, two political things and two inventions.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. So, let's see what you're going to do today. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Okay. Here's some interesting studies. This is kind of somebody's not very happy about men. All right, the first story is that married men are more likely to dump 6 spouses.
Wow.
Yeah, we've seen a number of public figures doing that.
Yeah.
Shame on you guys. And the second news story, which is certainly consistent, says men are more narcissistic than women. That's why they're dumping 6 spouses. I don't want to be associated with her. She's funny looking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really awful. And here, I guess this is not specifically a male story, but more or less. Police killed twice as many people as reported by the U.S. government. That's a little alarming.
Because
they're saying they're justifiable homicides, so they don't show up as homicides.
Mm-hmm.
An organization that says it's time to put a woman on the $20 bill. Who would we put on? Susan B. Anthony, I guess. Who would you put on the $20? That's a good question. Let's put that on Facebook. What woman would you put on the $20 bill? And okay. And why? Don't you think that's kind of a good question?
Yeah.
The Andrew Jackson is on the $20 bill now, and they're saying
he's the only. You know what? I'm thinking of Hamilton on the $10 bill. I was going to say Jackson is the only non-president on a dollar bill, but that's Hamilton on the $10, right?
Yeah, I think you may be right. Jackson was president at one point.
Yeah.
It just was a little controversial.
Had to catch myself there.
There you go. Good enough. Right, they're saying the candidates. Shall I say what some of the candidates are?
Sure.
All right. They're saying Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Eleanor Roosevelt, Rachel Carson, Margaret Sanger, and Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. Anthony's on the silver dollar, right? I think so. Yeah, she used to adorn. See, I knew this. The dollar coin, which now bears the image of Sacagawea. I didn't know that. They took Susan B. Anthony off the dollar bill at Sacagawea. Still no women on paper currency. They want to do it within the next 5 years, which would be the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. Anthony, an abolitionist and suffragette, campaigned for the passage of that amendment. I knew that. They're inviting people to vote on its website. So we're ahead of the curve. Tubman was a key player in the Underground Railroad, helping slaves escape from the antebellum South to the North. I knew about that. It would be a stark contrast to Jackson, who owned a slave plantation in Nashville. Well, that seems poetic justice. Jackson is also infamous for having supported the Indian Removal Act of 1830, the forced removal of native tribes from the eastern states to Oklahoma. That was the Trail of Tears. See, I knew all this stuff. That's because I grew up in the West, and they're very serious about doing these kinds of history. The mass relocation of Indians resulted in the death of thousands from exposure, disease, and starvation. So was it not okay? Charles Darwin was replaced on the 10-pound note to make way for Jane Austen. That's true. We could put an author on there. That'd be surprising. So let's put that on the website, okay? What woman would you put on the $20 bill?
Yep. Already up, actually.
Yay, there you go. Did you see that the Buddy Holly plane crash is maybe probed?
I saw that. I didn't dive too far.
Apparently, the deal is, if I had to guess, let's see if I can guess, it was 56 years ago, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. It plunged into an Iowa cornfield under terrible conditions, which, you know, I knew that because we saw the Buddy Holly story, right?
Yep.
He was that Buddy Holly was only 22 years old. Richie Valens was 17. Did you realize there was such...
Richie Valens was like a teenager, I
think. Yeah, he'd just done La Bamba.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the Big Bopper did Chantilly Lace.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was pilot error and wintry conditions. They're going to reopen it because they said the pilot was 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the family, I think, wants to be vindicated. I don't know what you'd find at this point.
Yeah, I mean, 56 years later, I don't know.
Yeah. The fact that Buddy Holly's pistol was found in the cornfield 2 months after the attack has long led to speculation that a firearm discharge caused the crash. In 2007, Richardson's son had his body exhumed and subjected to an autopsy to prove he had died in the initial impact. Several lines of investigation haven't been considered fully. One is the plane wasn't carrying enough fuel. How are they going to determine that?
Right.
Another question, that the weight of the passengers, and a third point, because Valens and Richardson were heavier than everybody else, and they, you know, I've been on planes where they ask me to move to one side or the other to balance the load.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that heavy, but nevertheless. And then some saying technical specifications of the aircraft.
Mm.
Hard to believe an experienced pilot with local knowledge could have caused the crash. Roger would have flown out and about this airport at night under multiple different conditions. He had to be very familiar with the directions in and out. There you go. You know, that's another question we could put up on Facebook is, what, other than the Kennedy assassination, don't even think about it, what events in history do you think should be investigated more fully? I saw something today, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, that said, were John the Baptist and Jesus related? I thought, what are they going to do, DNA? So let's. What things do you think? What historical events do you think need better investigation, excluding the Kennedy assassination? Okay, because otherwise that's what everybody's going to say. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I think one of the things that we've been talking about, and partially I think it was under my instigation, of your best and your worst customer service experiences, and without actually naming names, I guess it was last week, I had three examples of the worst customer service I'd ever experienced in my life, and one of them at least was from a company that has historically been terrific at customer service, whose name basically I think I've gotten almost everything resolved, but it took over a week and it took literally probably 20 hours on the phone, and I cannot tell you how many of those hours I was spent on hold. But I will just tell you my horrible experiences without naming names, so you can feel that at least your experiences aren't as awful. And then you can share yours with me. All right, one was a company lost 300,000 of my frequent flyer miles. That's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Okay. That one took a very long time, and actually it was not completely resolved, but it was resolved well enough to not spend any more time. One was actually related directly to the program, in that I'll tell you what, let me hold that thought and deal with Nancy so she doesn't put me on the horrible customer service list. 855. But when we come back, I'll tell you about what issue number two was and how it related to the program, all right? 855, and you guys can sort of be thinking about what your bad customer service, because I think the country has become, I mean, customer service is no longer a concept, I'm afraid, in our society. 855-993-7569. Nancy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today, Nancy?
Very good. I have a question. My question is, how do we prevent another runaway? And my grandson ran away yesterday. My daughter and son-in-law and my grandson, who's 12, met yesterday for dinner, and then we went to watch the Dropbox movie, because my grandson is actually adopted. And my daughter, we met first, we were a little late, my son-in-law and my grandson. She said, "Mom, you will not believe what happened yesterday, Max. My grandson ran away. He was in school, and he was disappeared for 45 minutes. The staff at the school had to call police, and they had, like, German shepherds, and they found him. And he said that he kids bully him. He's a petite person. They call him gay, and he had a fallout with his mom. And the morning, my daughter said, she kicked him kind of out of the car. She drove, after she drove him to school, she's like, you get out. And because he is very, he will discuss everything.
All right, so he ran away because, so was he mad at his mom or school or both?
Yeah, I asked him, actually he came and he said, "I have to tell you something. Can I, Mom?" And then he told me. But, you know, the way he talks, he talks very sophisticated. I don't even know if he repeats something he heard from the school staff or from his parents, or if that are his own words.
What did he say that was so sophisticated? What were his words?
He would say, well, there were many factors that triggered that, and one of them was that the kids bullied him and called him gay, and then also...
Well, but that's not very sophisticated. What I thought you said that he repeated something that he thought maybe someone else had said.
Yeah, you know what? I can't even say it like that, because I felt like... I was just thinking, oh, I wonder if that is something he repeats. Or if that are his own words, because then he said, and also, Mom, you know, she kicked me out of the car and threw my backpack out. And I know myself, sometimes when I have him on the weekend and I say, like, Max, you know what, you can do that, he will just stand up to me. He will, like, you know what, call my mother or my dad, I'm gonna go home. And sometimes I feel like he opens the door and will leave, just to have the upper hand. And sometimes I'm scared. I'm scared that he will do something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I got it. Is he an only child?
Yes, Max. He is an only child, yes.
Okay. Has he ever... How does he do in school?
He's very smart, and he does very well, but he doesn't turn in his own work, but... he has now 3 F's, but he will make up for it. But Yeah, he doesn't turn in his own dog.
Yeah. He sounds very, very willful. Is he aware of his biological parents? Does he know who they are?
And he grows up with the knowledge that he's adopted, and it, not yet. I have called you on several occasions over the years. He doesn't know any details yet.
Do you guys know the details?
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he ever asked?
Yeah, I think so. And there's a little bit of a disconnect between my daughter, my son-in-law, and me. We don't talk things out as you recommended. I know that he asks, and we tell him a little bit, but the bottom line is that we tell him, hey, you're not mature enough. It's like with a driver's license, when you're old enough.
I'm not sure that's true. I mean, I think this is a bright kid who's clearly having some issues. And 12-year-olds certainly are not, it's not uncommon for 12-year-olds to begin to be rebellious and whatever. But I think kids who are adopted have a different burden, which is somebody threw me away. Somebody didn't want me. And you could make the argument, well, yeah, but adopted kids also have the sense that somebody desperately did want them. But I'm not sure that adopted kids feel the sense of specialness, especially when they're 12, because 12 is not a very special age for kids. It's not a time where you feel great about yourself. And it may be that first of all, I think this kid desperately needs a therapist, because this is an angry kid. And it's almost like he's testing the limits at all times of saying, it's my way or the highway. And the problem is that that's not a very viable way of dealing with people, because most people are going to say the highway is just fine. And that's just what happened. I mean, he decided, okay, mom hates me. Everybody's bullying me at school. Everybody thinks I'm gay. My mom and dad didn't want me. So to hell with everybody. I'm going to go and eat worms. And his version of eating worms is to run away, which, as you point out, is dangerous and scary. And not a good solution. So I think this kid, number one, needs to be in therapy. And my guess is that withholding this information, even though I hear the logic of he's not old enough to handle it, well, he's already mishandling it. And if he's mishandling it now, maybe it makes more sense. And I would just say to him, here's the deal. And I know that you're the secondary person, but maybe you can deal with your son or your daughter and son-in-law about it, of saying, think about it from his point of view. He's a smart kid, and he feels that nobody really likes him. Nobody likes him at school. His parents threw him away. That his adopted mom is mad at him and throws him out of the car. He feels disposable. Let's make a deal with him that if he'll be involved in therapy, we'll help him to track down his biological parents. Let me put you on hold and talk about this a little bit more if you'd like to in just a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're going to do kind of an interesting It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment. Well, I hope that's interesting. I mean, I assume it's interesting because I was interested in it. And assume if I'm interested in it, you may be interested in it. I mean, how else do you sort of pick things? Well, unless it's the Oscars, and then I pick what I like as opposed to what I think they'll like. So I guess I do a little bit of that. This afternoon, talking about a phenomenon. Well, maybe I'll tell you more about it when we get closer to it. But it's about something that will make you maybe hungry. Maybe. All right? 855. That's enough of a tease. 855-993-7569. And today, mercifully, doesn't have anything to do with chocolate. It's a National Strawberry Day. And National Polar Bear Day, so I guess it would be appropriate for there to be frozen strawberries.
Well, and you know, strawberries could have something to do with chocolate if you like chocolate-covered strawberries.
Stop it. Stop it. He's just only doing that because I've given him chocolate for Lent. And the thing that's sustaining me during this, although I really have, it really is an interesting phenomenon because I really like a lot of chocolate. But because I've now been, over a week without any chocolate.
You've done pretty well.
Yeah, I really am. Especially because I went to a dinner party and they had this fantastic homemade chocolate thing and the chef was there and said, oh, you have to taste it. And I said, in 40 days, give me 6 weeks.
You showed great willpower.
Yeah, it was good.
Proud of you, Joy.
Thank you. Well, I wasn't very far into it. I mean, if you're gonna fold, you can't fold. It's kind of like if I'm ever in a plane crash, I hope it happens on takeoff, not landing, because I'm always, All righty. Listen, we just had our internet blinked, so I apologize. All right, done. So let's go back to Nancy. Nancy, you hear what I'm saying, is I think that that this is a very angry young man, and it sounds to me that it may be time to both get him in therapy, because adolescence is not an easy time to begin with, number one, but number two, to also see if meeting his, or at least knowing his biological parents, may stabilize him.
Dr. Choi, by the way, he just got a cousin. Could the test make a difference as well?
I didn't understand your question. What about his cousin?
He just became a cousin. There is now another baby in the family, which wasn't for 12 years. Could the test?
Well, is that the first? I mean, this is it's not a brother or sister, right?
It's
a cousin.
No, it's not. No.
Well, was he the only? How many? So you have now two grandchildren. Did nobody else in the family? Was he the only grandchild as well?
Yeah.
Possibly. I suppose it depends how much of a fuss is being made over the cousin. Look, I think for anybody, that quite often the time. One of the really scary things for people who've been adopted is when they have their own child. And the reason it is such a traumatic time is that they feel so connected to their own child, to the birth of their child, who is essentially a non-person at that moment, and even the idea of their child, that it raises that whole spectrum of how could my parents give me away? There must be something so wrong with me or so wrong with them. And, of course, by the time you're old enough to have a child, you understand about DNA and chromosomes and genetic materials. So either I'm, as a person, so awful that they gave me away, or they're awful people and I have part of their DNA. So either way, it's a very tricky time for people who've been adopted. Having a child is a tricky time for anybody, but it's exacerbated by the fact that you were adopted, and there's that sense that you were thrown away, that you were disposable. And so in this particular situation, adolescence is certainly not an easy time for anybody. Being a 12-year-old anybody, but certainly a 12-year-old male, is difficult. And then a 12-year-old male who's being, and he may feel a bit displaced. It's a legitimate question to ask him. He may or may not be either aware of it or willing to admit it. But for whatever reason, it sounds to me that he is really at risk right now. And so what we do is get him into a safe place with a therapist who deals with this. And if he wants to meet his biological parents, I think he's allowed to meet his biological parents.
And, he knows they live in, his biological father is American, but we don't want anything to do with him. And his biological mother lives in France.
Well, I think that's too bad. I think the adults' issues about whether they want to deal with the child are secondary to the child's willingness to deal with his biology. What are the circumstances? How old was he when he was adopted?
He was in our family since he is 6 weeks old.
Okay.
And
what were the circumstances?
Took a long time. The biological mother was 15 and it couldn't handle that.
Right.
And so.
And who was? And how old was the biological father?
Probably 20.
Yeah.
20 something.
Well, look, I still think it's his option, not yours. And I understand that your daughter and her husband would just as soon pretend that this kid came down from the stork. But that's not the reality. And that look, they benefited from the situation. Your grandson is feeling burdened by the situation. So his needs trump theirs in this particular case.
The problem is, as you said, I'm the secondary person, and I just leave what call you, but it breaks my heart to hear what you say. I mean, he's at risk, and he is an angry young man. When you spell it out, it's hard to hear. You know, it will be hard to hear for them, too. Yep. I will try my best to, tell them that I called you, and what you said, but they might not accept it.
I hear, but
so
look,
hard to hear.
I hear, but you can only do what you can do, number one. Number two, you can, I don't know, if nothing else, your grandson is probably technologically very savvy, so he can go to drjoy.com and download our conversation and play it. I hear. I know that you're secondary, and that is always an issue, but you can only do what you can do.
Yeah, I understand.
I hear, and it's not the world's easiest task, but it's an important one. And you can certainly have them call me. Do you know how to download stuff from the internet?
Oh, totally, no problem at all.
Well, then you can listen. I'll tell you what, Nancy, you can download it and say, "Look, this was really hard for me to hear, but I think she's right, and I just want you to hear it." So you don't even have to tell them; you can just download it and play it for them.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, and I know it's why. What's the hardest part for you to hear about this?
Well, that he's angry.
Yeah.
And that he's at risk.
Yeah, he is. But understand, in the same situation, you'd very likely feel exactly the same way.
Of course. Yeah.
I know.
We have done so much, and we love him so much. And
well, I know, but part of loving somebody is understanding that you can't protect them completely, and he had a problem really from at 6 weeks, and that the people that in our society would be expected to treasure him and love him couldn't do it. And it's not that they were bad people. It sounds like that. I'm not sure why 20-year-olds are having sex with 15-year-olds, but that's for another story and another time. But the point being that here's this wonderful human being, and what we need to do is help him understand how wonderful he is. But the only way he's probably going to be able to do that is to go and deal. And 12 is a little young. I agree with you. If we're up to us, we'd have him deal with it when he's a little older. But he's already dealing with it. And if he's going to deal with it, we might as well help him in that regard rather than try to block him. Because it's not working.
Yeah.
And maybe the approach, Nancy, is to say both to him and to your daughter and your son-in-law, but mostly to him, is we love you so much, even though this breaks our heart, that we want you to think of us as your parents and us as your family, that we understand that the reality is, even though you never met them, that there are some people that are part of your life that we're really grateful to on some level, because without them we wouldn't have you. But we understand it's going to feel a little different to you than it does to us. And if it's really important to you to feel better about yourself, to know who they are and understand a bit more, we're willing to do that even though it feels crappy to us.
Yeah, and it really doesn't. We just thought he's too young to have.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to determine that. I think that's really up to him, because he's already, he's acting out. He's already feeling burdened by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, in the perfect world, people wouldn't have sex till they were 40, and they wouldn't have, children till, it's not a perfect world. I look at it.
Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, whatever it is that's on your mind, even when the gods of the internet... That was kind of... Manny and I are both sitting there going, So, but we got you back. All right, so we were talking about bad customer service, and I had relayed my first one. I don't know if the gods of customer service just zap my program to show what happens when I badmouth them. That's a possibility. All right, so the first one was that we thought we had it's called a static IP, which is an address that basically we always use. And we had it for a long time. And all of a sudden, last week, I think I mentioned to you, we couldn't go on the air because it turns out it wasn't a static IP, it was a dynamic IP, which means it can switch. I've now figured out another route, so that particular problem will never happen to us again. So I called up the appropriate carrier and said, I need a static IP. And they said, okay, but it's going to cost like $150 more a month, which is, I'm already paying a serious amount for it. And I said, well, I'll sign up for a month and then see what I can do, you know, because that's a lot of money. To which the person responded, it's not worth my time to sign you up unless you sign up for 2 years. I know, breathtaking, right?
Yeah.
So at that moment, I decide, okay, well, it's not the only carrier that this is America. There is competition. So I called up somebody else who said, oh, yeah, absolutely, we can do it. And it's going to cost $40 a month, the whole thing. And the issue wasn't money per se, although I was already paying significantly more than that. So the guy comes over, and he's supposed to be here at 9 o'clock in the morning, of course, and it's supposed to take a half hour. He shows up at 11, which is too close to broadcast time, and I said, first of all, we're not going to do it right now. Second of all, before you even walk into my apartment, I need to know that this is a static IP. He said, I think so. I said, not good enough. So I then said, okay. So he calls his boss. Boss says, because I can hear on the phone, he says, static IP. So, but I said, well, you can't do it now because I'm going on the air. I'm not going to mess with anything that deals with the ability to do the program now. So he said, well, I'll be back at 3. Well, he came back at 5, and I had to leave. So, which I would never do again. I would not, I mean, I had other stuff to do, but just reschedule, except I didn't have a workable system at this moment. So he calls me up and says, okay, everything's fine. So I get up early Saturday morning because this ain't my first barbecue. And if I have to make sure 100% that something works on Monday by noon Eastern, then you don't wait till Monday to check it out. Although it turns out that whatever customer service you might get during the week completely evaporates on the weekend. So nothing is working. TV won't work. Internet won't work. Broadcast won't work. Nothing is working. So I get on the phone, and as I said, literally 20 hours, a huge amount of on hold, dealing now with both entities, because I figure at this moment, it's not about pride, you know, not going to cut off my nose to spite my face. I do not have a viable system. I have no television, which I could care less about, but I have no internet, which I care about, and no ability to broadcast the program, which I care hugely about. So it finally occurred to me, on Sunday night, I called up my affiliate in New York, God bless WNYM, and said, guys, and they couldn't have been nicer. They said, come on over. Well, so we did that. In the meantime, and I still, I mean, things are better, but it was just the most extraordinary kind of sorry we can't. No, it wasn't even sorry. No one said they were sorry. Everybody said basically tough noogies. You know, you're on your own. And I couldn't get anybody to come. And I finally got somebody at about 2 o'clock in the morning, but Saturday night, Sunday morning, who said, okay, you're right. We'll get somebody over to take out our system, which is not working for you, and reestablish the other one. Somebody will be over tomorrow. Did somebody come over tomorrow? No. So, and then they said, well, the earliest we can do this is Wednesday. And I'm saying, well, what am I supposed to do about my program? So it was just, it was one of those experiences I have some friends in Florida, and I was talking with them, and they said that at one of the major cable companies, they actually have armed guards. And I now understand why. I mean, it's just, and it wasn't this particular cable company to believe, so it wasn't even that. But the notion, and when you say to somebody, well, I called up this person, I mean, first of all, everybody I've told my story to, it's breathtakingly awful. I mean, that someone would say it's not worth, that somebody that you're working with at a public utility is saying it's not worth my time unless you sign up for 2 years. I mean, that just seems to me breathtakingly rude, among other things. And then, I mean, it was a week of exactly that kind of thing. And then I have an online account with, which has nothing to do with either of these two. And one of the security concepts is where are you born? I know actually exactly where I was born, so I put it in there saying, no, that's wrong. It's kind of like I must have been a really rotten person in a different life, because this was not much fun. So I want to see if somebody can top my horrible service story, or maybe even I suppose I should do the other part, which is finally running into somebody at least one of the problems and telling my story. And this was like the fourth or fifth person, and God bless him, he said, I'm going to take care of this for you. You should have run into me first. It's going to take me the weekend to do it, but I will call you Monday, which he did not. But he called me Tuesday and said, this is what I did. I'm sorry it took the extra day, but this is done. I guess he called me Wednesday. So, but then I was thinking, oh boy, here we go again. So there really are people who will kind of rise to the occasion and do something about it. Some of the people that I talked to, and I probably talked with all these issues, probably talked to maybe, you know, a couple dozen people. And it was extraordinary to see the difference in just not only being solicitous, but being, and I'm not even talking about being effective, because there were limited number of people are effective, but people are willing to say, let me help you with this, or let me get you somebody to help you with this. Or, I mean, and everybody's perfect. And I finally started saying, don't put me on hold, because they'll put me on hold. And you know what they're doing. They're saying, we have a lunatic on the line. Let's just put her on hold and walk away from her. So, all right, I feel much better now that I got that offline. And I wasn't going to talk about it because, you know, until everything was resolved. And it's basically not everything is resolved, but it's resolved enough that there's no longer steam coming out of my ears. So, Manny, do you have any cool stories to offer, or you have no trouble with anybody?
I don't know if I can match that.
They're pretty good stories, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I will tell you that, and we're coming up on break here, I may have to dive more into it at the start of the next hour, but I basically had an experience of where I had to stay overnight at an airport because of a gaffe by a certain airline that I will, of course.
Oh yeah, well we could do a whole different story on airlines as well. All right, so when we come back, you can tell us your horrible stories. We love this. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.